sitting here with a very scarce pile of notes because this is our wrap-up show. This is Mike from West Coast Project, and I'm here with Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Mike.
We're just talking about how little notes and stuff we have to talk about, but I think there's kind of a lot to talk about. I mean, this is our wrap-up version of the TV series True Detective, but, you know, we don't have to make it long. Just tying up a few loose ends.
Absolutely.
So I really liked the show, like a lot of people did, and I did have some impressions of it. I think in this epilogue stage of looking back at this whole series, that watching the show and doing this podcast was just so enjoyable, and discussing the outcomes and the potential mystery and the potential resolution of the crime, and just reviewing the program throughout the series, watching everybody's theories on Reddit and all that, made this whole project such a social experience that I think it's kind of the future of television.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think that this kind of interactive viewing has really almost changed the way we watch TV. Even so far as how they put up Facebook posts and people tweet back and forth the whole time. It's almost like you're sitting in a room with everybody sharing all of your thoughts and accepting other people's thoughts. I think it's incredible.
Right. And it's not like you watch the show and then you wait till the next day. Like you say, it's all kind of live during the show. You don't wait till the next day, like around the water cooler, to talk about it. You talk about it during the show, right after the show. You know, the show's like a week long. The show's not like an hour long where you watch it and then it's over and you wait 7 days till you get to the next hour. It's like less the whole week long.
Absolutely. And I was actually reading something on it today that said that this show had put out, there was so much commentary on the show. I think that we're really coming into that with all the websites and I don't do Reddit really yet much, but you've talked about all of the Reddit stuff, just all of the different commentary and the different articles being written and the speculations and stuff like that, that I think it's really, I think we're really coming into that. And I think it's going to be, I'm excited to see where we go from here.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, the show started out, I think it got a great kickstart and it got really started off on a good first foot because of the star power. McConaughey and Harrelson just really helped, you know, and, you know, Michelle to help pull people in. But eventually the show became bigger than the stars in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have seen several things where people are comparing this to McConaughey's life performance or something, just because, and I don't know if that's just individual speculation on it or if it's something more than that, because people, it's I don't want to use the word cultish, but it kind of is. As far as people really following this and really enjoying the, not only the show, but enjoying the speculation and the anticipation of what was going to happen.
Yeah, and joining in the community of it. Like, well, let's all team up. We can figure this out, and kind of speculating all together.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think the show itself got as big as the star power of McConaughey or Harrelson or, you know, Michelle Monaghan. It was like in and of itself a draw, just the show itself.
I saw a little blurb about it, and it said it compared the ending of the show to the new Odd Couple and that they exit, and it's like a new Odd Couple that we never get to see. And I thought that was true. And I think it's really interesting how we ended it with maybe as many questions, not about the specific case, but I don't think the case was the focal point anyway. And we're ended with a lot of questions, but enough answers that we feel good.
Yeah, I think so. We didn't have nearly all of the answers for sure. We got less than half the answers, but we got enough. We got enough to buy into this method of watching a show, and you know, the plot was secondary to the characters, which I think for me personally is a way better way to watch TV. It drew me in much more than just figuring out the facts and figures and details of this, of the crime, and the, you know, the solving of the crime. It was the people. How did the people feel? What did the people go through in their lives, and how did they turn out in the long run? You know, what did it do to change them? And how did they evolve as people? That, you know, that was way more important than the plot.
Well, right. And it left a really good taste in our mouth, I think. It did mine. At the end, I was happy with the evolution of the character development. I was happy with where they ended, but I wanted more. And I think that that's the only maybe drawback to this kind of series, is that I think it'll be hard to top. And I'm excited to see the next one, but I'm afraid that particularly the critics are going to be pretty hard on what comes next. It's going to be a hard act to follow, I think.
Yeah, but I'll take that every time. That's like, you know, I'll take a Breaking Bad every time. It's going to be really, really hard to find another series as good as that one. But it's worth it. You know, you move forward and you just go to the next thing. But I'd rather have a super, super great thing and hope it something else next measures up than a really poor thing where it'd be easy
absolutely.
To top it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just feel kind of bad for the writers and the directors of season two. I think the bar is set pretty high, and I'm excited to see where they can take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's another element of it being interesting. It's the same writer and same director, so we're going to see what they do to top themselves.
Is it going to be the same director? Because I thought they said that it's definitely not going to be just one director this time.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was. I know it's Nick Pizzolatto as the writer. I didn't know that Fukunaga was going to be sharing his time or not doing all of the directing.
Well, that's what I read in one place. They said that it was evidently a lot to have just one, and that they were going to be dividing it up in season two. So we'll see.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it will be cool to see it. So, yeah. You know, it had to happen this way. They would have never gotten Harrelson and McConaughey to sign on to a TV series where they wouldn't have had, you know, a for sure ending after 8 episodes or a limited number of episodes. They would have never gotten those guys.
Right. And I was reading about McConaughey. I couldn't find a lot of commentary from or about Woody Harrelson, about the show. I know that several of the stuff that I read was that he and McConaughey are actually friends in real life and stuff, and that they really feel like they feed off of one another in a working sense, and that they do pretty good work together, which I thought was interesting and absolutely true. But I couldn't find a lot of stuff about him, but the stuff that I found about McConaughey was saying that that's kind of why he took the show, was that it was, you know, a set amount of time, and it had an ending, and it had a great ending. Almost like a movie, but not quite like a movie.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's an 8-hour movie. I mean, that's how anthology TV is going to evolve, I think. You know, we're seeing, like House of Cards, they released X number of shows all at once, as if you could watch it as a 18 or 20-hour movie.
Right. Right. Well, and American Horror, that's the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, American Horror is a little different in that they have same characters and different stories.
A lot of the same, right.
People do call that an anthology, though. But anthologies typically set number of stories, you know, people, and that's limited to that set number of stories, and then it's different next season or next time.
Well, I think it's going to be exciting to see. Pizzolatto gave some very little information about. As a matter of fact, I heard he hadn't even pitched season two yet. Now, I don't really know the date of, you know, when that was written, but it hasn't even been pitched, and there's already this frenzy of people discussing.
Yeah, of course.
It.
Mm-hmm. So supposedly it's about the secret occult history of the transportation system.
Yeah.
Which, who knows what that means, but.
Yeah, and I think given just that generalized statement can and will lead to so much speculation in the groups that do it, that it keeps the buzz going. It keeps the talk going about the show, and it keeps the hype going about the show. And I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant marketing, and I don't know, it keeps us thinking about what's coming up next, which what more could they want?
Yeah, short and sweet. It was like a teaser for how, I think, like I said at the beginning, how television is going to be. And what better way to kick it all off with a brilliant gem of a show like True Detective was.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I got to tell you, when we were podcasting, I loved it all, loved every bit of it. But I think I liked it better before the ending had happened and we knew. I thought the speculation of it was, I don't know. It's really half the fun of the whole show.
Not knowing how the turnout is going to be.
Absolutely, because I don't think either one of us thought Cole was guilty, but you're a whole lot less hesitant to throw it out there as a fact, you know, particularly in this kind of setting, if you don't know. And I think it kind of forms your opinion a little bit. It certainly solidifies it when you know you're right or know you're not right or whatever. It makes it a little harder to, or easier maybe, to come up with our own ideas about stuff.
Yeah.
Which are sometimes right and sometimes wrong.
So why do you think you like podcasting?
Well, I think it's part of the... I kind of feel like I'm part of what's going on with it. It's an immersion into the show, into a deeper level. It forces me to look at things that I would probably maybe never delve that deep into as far as characters. It makes me think. And
So what if I just called you and we just had a phone conversation? What's the difference between that and, say, like a podcast like this where other people might hear what we're talking about?
I think it just forces me to really think about it in place of just tossing out ideas.
You would try to speak more intelligently in a private phone call, or you're trying to speak?
No.
Here you are. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I think it forces me to just delve deeper and to know a little bit more about what I'm talking about. And once you do get into this and you are really paying really close attention to it, you can see the nuances of the writing and the cinematography and the directing and the just everything about it. It's a different experience.
Yeah, the more you're forced to crystallize your thoughts into words and put it out in a broadcast or a podcast, the more you've dug deeper into the story, and you kind of force yourself to get into it a little bit more, you know. And plus, I think there's a little bit of a ham in everybody. Like, I don't know if I'd like podcasting as much as I do if I hadn't become such a fan myself of other people's podcasts, because I really love to listen to other people's podcasts.
Right.
Almost sometimes as much as I've enjoyed the shows that they talk about.
Absolutely. And that was surprising to me because, you know, you introduced me to podcasts really, just not that long ago.
To listening to them, you mean?
Well, right, right. And I don't know that I would have done it. I don't know that I would have been as into it, certainly, if you hadn't. And I've really found a next level. It's just like you said, listening to the podcast sometimes. I look forward to the podcast, particularly if it's a really good episode of a show. I really like hearing the podcasters that I like. I like hearing their ideas on it.
Right. I think,
like it even when I disagree. I might like it more when I disagree.
But I also think a lot of people like kind of hearing their own voice. And when I listen to the podcast, I really start to like. I find that they're saying what I'm thinking. Like they're illustrating what I'm thinking. Like, oh yeah, I thought that was what that guy in that show was thinking when he made that particular move in that scene. So it gives yourself a voice, you know, that you kind of relate to that, and you feel like, you know, you have sort of a, you know, it's an artificial friend, I guess, but it's another way of hearing yourself, you know, listen to your own thoughts and hear somebody else express those similar thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also hear other things that maybe I didn't think of when I hear it, which is what I like, because I think it broadens the whole thing to me, particularly like Walking Dead and stuff. It's things that I would have never even thought about when I'm listening to some podcasts and stuff like that. And I don't know, some of it is the stuff that I think, but I think I enjoy listening to the stuff that I would have never thought about as well.
Did you think podcasting was do you think podcasting would have been as much work as it's turned out to be?
No, I never thought about it. Honestly, I've never thought about how much goes into just doing it.
Yeah. A lot goes into it. Like mm-hmm. you think, oh, there's just people, they're just talking about the show they just saw. They're remembering what they saw and they're talking about it. But really, podcasting means watching the show at least two times, probably sometimes more than twice.
Yeah, I've never just watched it twice.
It's like watching it once, enjoying it, soaking it in, and then watching it again, writing notes, maybe mm-hmm. watching it again to clarify stuff. So at least two times, maybe more. Then you got to take time to speak to each other. I mean, we're taking an hour or so a podcast just to spend time speaking.
Right.
And then it's time editing and posting and, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's never hard. It's always really fun doing that type of work.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't feel like work. I know you definitely have the bulk end of the technical side of it, which is to say the whole end of the technical side of it. But even doing the note taking and watching it again and again and everything, it never feels like work to me. It's time consuming, but it feels much more like a passion than it does like work.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all I got. That's it for True Detective, unless you have any other last thoughts.
Thoughtless.
I wanted to also attach to this podcast the fact that we're going to do another podcast. Michelle and I are going to do Fargo, the television show on FX, Fargo. And so we have a podcast called Fargo TV. And the feeds are up now on Stitcher and iTunes, so it's ready to go. And it starts on the 15th. I can tell it's going to be a rock-solid hit. I can just tell by watching the previews. I saw one today where he's pulled over. Billy Bob Thornton's pulled over by a cop, and the cop's like, license and registration, please. And Billy Bob's like, well, you could play it that way. Or you could just totally like wraps you right in two sentences. You're absorbed. Like, I want to see how this turns out. It's going to be a slam hit, man. That show's going to be great.
It looks like it's going to be part drama, part dark comedy. Is that what you're getting from it?
Well, because... yeah, it's the Coens, the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan Coen. Just like they wrote the movie and produced the movie, the show is going to be just like the movie. You know, 10 episode anthology. And that's it, and it's over. It's a 10-hour movie. You know, it's going to be 10 hours of Fargo.
Does that make you as excited? I mean, this upcoming, it's thrilling to me. As silly as that sounds, I love it. I love that it's coming on. I love that we get to do this again, and I'm just excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a hit. I'm really looking forward to it. So Fargo TV, look for it on... West Coast Project will have Fargo TV, but you can look for it on iTunes or Stitcher. And we're going to have a better... And Facebook, too. We have a Facebook page, Fargo TV. And I'm going to put a comment section on each episode so we can post... We can have people post comments.
I think that'd be great.
Live into Facebook.
That. Yeah, I'm excited.
So that's it. True Detective, we'll put it to bed and we'll look forward to doing Fargo.
I'm excited. Can't wait.
All right, Michelle, so I'll talk to you on... we're going to do Fargo the Thursday after each week's episode, which is Tuesday. So episode Tuesday, podcast Thursday.
Great.
Okay, see you next week.
All right, Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye.